We're recording tonight essentially because if we want to have this show ready for Sunday, we have to record tonight because Milo must edit tomorrow, I must polish on Wednesday, and on Thursday, we'd be in London, baby.
Yes, we've literally got the tightest window you could possibly imagine.
Oh, the Italian tripod. Hello.
Hello, Italian tripod.
Not even the greased ferret could squeeze in the window that we're working in.
Ooh.
I don't know where that analogy came from. But
that's a West Country thing, isn't it? it's like a grease ferret. Like
my grease ferrets.
A grease ferret.
Squeezing in tight places.
Oh, we went a bit Wurzels there, didn't we?
Where's my combine harvester?
Oh, you've got a greased up ferret.
Oh, I've got a greased up ferret, everyone, and I'll give you the... I don't know what you do.
Oh, okay, so hi, Bone. We call Francesco, I am Pyrrhus, the Italian tripod, because whenever we're actually on an event and we're filming, he holds the camera for either myself or Milo when we're doing something.
It originated on Rock and Roller Community Day. Yes. And we needed somebody to hold our cameras constantly because obviously we're doing rock, paper, scissors. It was Francesco.
He kind of always stuck since then, hasn't
he? And it has just sort of happened.
So if you see Francesco in London, you must call him the tripod. He'll like it, promise.
Is there a tripod emoji?
I don't know.
We can make one.
Francesco, make a tripod emoji, please, for the Discord.
You need to get a tripod and then put the Italian flag on it so each leg is a colour of the Italian flag. That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be quite good, actually.
Green, red and white legs, yeah.
With his face on top of it.
Like that.
That'd be amazing.
That truly would be an Italian tripod.
Maybe with those little hand gestures at the end of the legs.
Yeah, the little... Like, and the man, Amara.
I think that'd be quality.
It would be a quality emoji. I hope you can capture all that in an emoji. It'd be great.
We'll get special incense stickers loaded up.
Anyway, I think we've got our cold open. Milo, let's get
somewhere
cracking.
In there. We should probably actually move on to the actual show. This week, we hope nobody's feeling croaky for Froaky. We probably said hello to you in Brockwell Park and maybe at the Finery on Saturday night at GoFest. And it also looks like we'll be getting some Spanish sunshine in October. Welcome back to the Incensed Podcast on GoFest London weekend.
It's GoFest, baby!
We hope you're having a smashing one. Boys, how are we doing on technically a Monday evening? Let's not beat about the bush.
Well, we're saying just before we started recording, the reason we're recording on a Monday evening is our schedule is that packed this week. We're recording tonight, editing tomorrow, polishing Wednesday, and then going to London on Thursday. So it's a tightly packed schedule this week. Looking forward to it. It's going to be an insane weekend.
It's vacuum packed, this one. Otherwise, we won't make our deadline. I keep our shows in the consistent one-week manner.
Yeah, as
we cannot fail.
We don't miss weeks.
Absolutely not. Marky boy, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I cannot believe how quickly this year has gone. As we record this Monday, as the boys have just said, and the day before we hit August, when these days were announced and the places confirmed, it felt like it was a long way away. We're here now. It just goes to show that time is moving very fast. And I am, oh my goodness, just hella excited. I'm so excited for something that we all admitted could never happen. And it is happening.
London UK GoFest.
It is happening right now.
But I must draw attention to the fact that Jeff Bezos has let us down. The stab vests still haven't arrived.
Oh, we won't need them. We'll be floating around on the clouds, flying around, I should say, avoiding all that, Ian. We'll
trying
be all
to
right.
catch Mega Rayquaza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice one. Let's bring it back round. Love what you
and
did
Mega
there.
Diancie.
Oh, Mega Diancie, yes. Ooh. We're underneath the clouds.
Yes.
Maybe you'll see stab vests on our merch store, but...
Coming soon
to spreadsheet, wherever it is. We've actually got a hell of a lot to talk about, not just like news and events that have been and gone, and also some stuff. Maybe a GoFest pub?
Well, yeah, because when we started planning this show, we knew we'd have August to talk about, but we didn't know we'd have so much other stuff to talk about. This is going to be a jam-packed show.
So we'd better crack on, listeners. So if you haven't done so already, it's time to...
Pop your incenses, champions. Let's go.
And it feels a bit silly saying if you got something good while listening to us, because of course you've not only got the Glittering Gardens event if you're not at London GoFest or at Osaka, but you GoFest peeps, we expect to see some hashtag shinies of the week.
Could you please clarify that spelling for me? Please.
Certainly, JT. It's a shame you're not with us, mate, but we'll see you in 2 weeks in New York.
Yes.
All right, guys. So don't wind me up, yeah?
Jesus. We'll FaceTime you, Marky. We'll FaceTime.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime.
We'll FaceTime. But the hashtag, you're going to need S-H-I-N-I-E-S-O-F-T-H-E-W-E-E-K. Utilize that on Twitter, Instagram, email,
WhatsApp. I need to correct you there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Twitter does not exist anymore, Milo. Start again.
We are on a brand... Well, it's like it's a rebranded social media platform. X.
There
you
Find
are. Us on X.
Do you think we should rebrand to I?
E?
E?
K? K? E?
That'll be in October. Okay.
Yeah. Incense rebranded to a single character. Yes, it's now X. Still the same app, still the same at handle, at Incensed Podcast. Still the same old hashtag, of course. We'd love to see what you managed to get on the GoFest weekends or through the Glittering Gardens event. Maybe a shiny petal. We jump into somebody from Osaka asking a question.
And now, children, it's time for getting to know you with the incense.
Just tell me about you, mate. Just what's going on?
I realised Milo was hinting at me to push the other button, actually, halfway through the push.
We had DJ Masterful 27. We've now got DJ Vassa.
Okay, so this week's getting to know you question, and I'm sorry, same old tropes. It's still travel. For some of us, it is. Milo's going like an hour down the road. But for some of us, we've got travel.
I have to utilise the tube, Ian.
Bless him.
I heard you like the tube. Anyway, moving on. It's like a novelty for you, isn't it? Well, where the peasants go.
Yeah.
Get to scope out how the other half lives.
It's like District 9, isn't it, on flipping Hunger Games, isn't it, with Milo? Got to go to District 9.
Well, Brockwell Park's not far off, yeah.
Just the ends.
Okay, so there's only three of us. We'll keep it simple. When somebody says London to you, and Milo, you're not allowed to say, it's where I live, what are your initial thoughts? What do you think about? What's your go-to thought when somebody says London to you?
Home address.
So you can't say that.
I'll let one of you guys go first.
If we all lived in places as big as London, like Milo's a long way from London. He's just like in a direction away from London, and they call it just West London. So,
look at his face.
Milo. Oh,
it says London on the borough sign. It says welcome to Ealing, part of London.
Part of London, yeah.
It's real.
I think of low emission zones, Ian, when I think of London. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, don't. There's going to be so many people seething. Oh.
I think of Sadiq Khan.
Sadiq, don't, you've not made any friends with that.
No, he hasn't.
Public enemy number one.
Jesus Christ. And this is a political podcast. You know, you'd have thought if he had Keir Starmer's back, he would have ditched that. And but anyway, back to the Pokemon Go goodness. I think about the architecture in London. I love the parks. I love going down and having a day out in London. But I do love the walks around all the streets. London has got so much history. And I do follow a couple of people on TikTok that do shorts about things to look for out in London, sort of like little bits that might not be obvious to the human eye when you're walking around it. I was very lucky to work for a few weeks in London, and I was able to actually experience the normal life of it outside of the big city centres and that. And actually, it's funny how a big city can actually go very quiet in some of the parts of it as well. And I like that contrast, certainly for people that live in there and live every day of their lives in London. I can imagine it seems strange to think a city being quiet, but it's vast. It's got so much history. There's a lot to do, obviously. And at the moment, my only thoughts about London, Ian, is some GoFest now, unfortunately.
Forever Brockwell Park.
Oh, no. Great question, Ian.
Go on, Whitfield.
It is a very good question, and a lot of people jump to iconic landmarks, and I was going to make a joke about, you know, the Shard being what comes to mind, given how I have no idea how many windows are in it.
It's 12 windows.
12.
Jinx.
Have they put two more in?
Jinx. Smoochum.
Put two more in since that pub quiz on wherever it was New Year's Day. There's a couple of interesting ones in the chat. Mash Floof has said London equals expensive. That's true. Yes, yeah. Very true. Yeah. I'm trying to think back to some other stuff. Like when I didn't live in London, what did I think of?
The buses, yes, Highbone, yes.
Let's move on from that.
Milo doesn't like buses.
I think of, well, Tower Bridge is such an iconic, you know, landmark of London, but I just have the memory of Clarkson in Top Gear blasting through it in a speedboat.
Of course you do.
Tower of London. Because that was before I lived in London. It was like, God damn. I was a tourist in London for the first sort of 19 years of my existence. But yeah, all I think now is it's just, it's home. And there are still so many places I haven't actually visited. But yeah, Ian, complete the trifecta.
Well, GoCast Chris has jumped onto the chat. Big Ben.
Hello.
Tall hats and, quote, good food.
Tall policeman's hats.
They're kind of like oval, aren't they, almost, yeah?
Pregnant women are still allowed to wee in them, apparently. Fact for you. It may be dull, but it's a fact.
When people mention London to me, other than we've got an affiliation with London because we've spent so many Pokemon Go events in London, but that aside, when people mention London to me, a lot of the things that have been said in the chat are the initial go-to, so you've got Tower Bridge, you've got the red buses, you've got the black cabs, the palace, the mile.
Beefeater Pikachu.
Beefeater Pikachu at Worlds. Also, the Millennium Dome, which is now the O2 Arena. Which actually is a very iconic. But the one thing that I think of when people mention London to me is, and I need to paint a picture, I was about 18, so was one of my friends, was going to see a TV show being filmed on the South Bank, a little TV show that ran for 3 seasons in the 90s called Game On. Very good comedy. If you've not seen it, check it out. But we drove down in his Ford Escort XR3i. Bear in mind, this is the 90s.
Ooh, nice car.
The one thing I think about is what happened when we were driving through Piccadilly Circus, and probably 10-year-old car broke down in Piccadilly Circus. So we had to push the car a very long way to get it somewhere where we could actually get it parked. Ford Escorts had a habit of overheating. Once it cooled down, it would then start and we moved on. But every time Piccadilly Circus is mentioned, that moment comes flooding back to me because it was a great night, but it was one hell of a stressful day.
I've got images here of you and your mate, a bit like the in-betweeners with the woman that's driving in to go and have a night out in London. And they park the car outside down that alley and it gets clamped. They come back.
Yeah, we were a bit smarter than that. We parked it in a multi-story, but it was, again, as McFlew said, London equals expensive. The parking was not cheap, even for half a day. Yeah, good memories.
Sounds it, mate. Sounds
good
it.
Memories, expensive memories.
But we're going to make more memories, or should I say, we have made more memories this weekend.
We have and are going to.
The UK's first ever GoFest.
Oh, yes.
But before we talk about upcoming events, let's talk about events that have happened.
It feels like community days are like buses. Excuse the play on
London
talking
buses.
About them in London. London buses, yeah. You wait for a while, and then three of them come up at once. Well, it feels like that because we've had to see 3 and 4 weekends, whatever it is. But Poliwag was the Pokemon this month's community day, right at the end of July. For most people that have played the game since the beginning, it probably was a bit underwhelming, but let's not think like that. It's a decent family of Pokemon, and actually it was a branched shiny family as well, which is quite nice. There's a bit of PvP play on the stats as well for Politoed, but I generally was a bit put off by the weather. And I won't go into my full experience yet because it was horrible over the whole of Community Day. Too much Vassa. But I did like the fact that we had the quarter egg hatch distance coinciding with Adventure Week. So that was quite a nice little bonus to have there. Double Squirtle quarter egg hatch distances. It feels like it's now a regular event at weekends.
3 of the 4 weekends in August have had quarter hatch egg distance on them.
But boys, before we go into specifics of that, how did you play it? How did you enjoy it? Did you play it? What did you boys think of it?
Very much under an umbrella. That's how I played it. Very much with you, I guess, because we're parallel in a way where we're situated in England, but we were just under a monsoon of rain. And as soon as that happens and you get your shoes get soaked, and you feel like I'm practically drowning. This is not fun anymore. Particularly when the game goes, yeah, it's windy boost, mate. It's not actually rainy boost. Which is good in a way for the PvP stats. Unfortunately, I didn't get any PvP stats. Woo, boo, hoo. It was a chill community day. I think when it was announced, we talked about it on that show, saying in reality, it's quite good to have a relaxed comm day the week before a major GoFest, like doubleheader, essentially. You know, I saw a lot of people on social media saying, I haven't got a shiny Poliwag before. They managed to get their family complete, which is great. People chased for PvP. Otherwise, I just took it relaxed and tried to not use too many Ultra Balls at all. Even didn't use them for shinies, just like red Pokeballs all the way. And I think it's the first community day I've quit after about 2 hours. I went home to go and get food at 4 and played from home for the last hour.
Wow. we all played it like Mark. I needed 2 hours too.
Yeah. Well, Ian, did you get a bank of Vasa on your head or not?
Well, no, because I'm in the Midlands and it didn't rain up here, so we actually
it
had
didn't rain up north, did
good
it,
weather.
You were right up there.
I don't know what happened up north, but certainly in the Midlands it didn't rain. So I'd be careful, Mark. There's a lot of people from the Midlands in the chat. They'll come for you.
Midlanders, assemble.
Midlanders, come down to the Midlands and assemble.
Jump on our live recording for GoFest and make a point.
But no, the weather was fine. It was nice and mild here, a little bit breezy, but that's not a bad thing. I think I said a couple of weeks ago when we first talked about this, I wasn't overly worried about this community today. I mean, I went into it with like 7 shinies, so I really wasn't looking for shinies. I said to myself, I'll get 10, I'll be done. Typical me. I got to 20 and then I thought, yeah, okay, maybe it's time to pull the plug. Didn't particularly get any good shinies, but I guess that's the way most people play it. Yeah.
So Ian managed to get up to, what, north of 20 shinies?
I got 20 shinies.
Okay, 20 shinies. Marky, how did you do?
For me, I was hatching adventure eggs. That was my priority around the community day. And I did like the fact, certainly where I was playing, 15%, 10%, 50% of spawns were still Adventure Week spawns, even though it was community day. So that was quite nice. I finished with 8 shinies in about 45 minutes.
That's pretty solid.
For me, it was just another excuse to go out and walk a bit and have another little adventure. Going in areas where I've not spun stops before.
Adventure Week XP.
It's worth doing it, yeah. Got nothing exciting from it, and that was about it.
I didn't get anything exciting. I did get a Hundo Poliwag. I got a 98 Poliwrath from research. Are they really
Hundo
exciting? Let's
nice.
Be honest.
No. The best thing I got all day was an XXL shiny that then didn't win any showcases for the day, which was depressing.
Oh, I won a showcase.
Oh, did you? For Poliwag?
My first showcase.
Or Poliwrath. Yeah, Poliwrath as
Poliwrath.
Well.
It was Poliwrath. Yeah, I caught an extra large one.
Yeah.
But like you said, E, and it was a record one. It was like over 900 points. I got it right at the end and slammed it in before 7 o'clock. So that was nice.
I still haven't won a showcase.
It's not worth it, Ian. The rewards are rubbish.
It's just for the badge, the badge though, isn't it? It's just for the medal.
I will say the best thing about the day in reality was not only Dwayne Del Hazard getting a Shundo under a monsoon. See, that was very good. Congrats, mate, on getting that Shundo.
Oh, was it Del got it? Was it? Oh, lovely.
Yeah, Del got it, which is insane. But I was surprised, like the number of people who came down and joined. We had a golden lure party just beforehand, but a lot of people came down to Ealing for the community day, even though it was kind of a mere one, which is good to stock up on items and things, but it was genuinely fantastic to have so many people join, which is always what we say. And that's what makes like even GoFest and things is the people who come and join, the people you chat to, the people you meet. Hopefully the people we may have had a drink with on Saturday night, yesterday evening.
Yes.
Some way.
See, Milo, you are a professional there because you finished at 4, did the vlog, filmed it, posted it, and then we're out having drinks. That's how you roll, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I definitely have just done that.
didn't we all do that? We filmed the videos on Friday and we'll post them Friday
we're
night.
We're all professional yes. here, okay?
Yes. Ian, that's good. I forgot, Ian. Ian. So I just got what you meant then. I just got what I've lost all track of
we
the
all
timeline
do that.
Then.
Yeah.
Shall we segue from a shiny tadpole into what we've already kind of discussed, some Adventure Week goodness. We've all been talking about hatching those eggs on the community day bonus.
We've all been talking about that. I haven't mentioned it. Only you two.
Okay, look, majority vote. that's what we're going with here. Let's talk Adventure Week. When we saw the announcement, we were all like pretty hype about it. New shinies, you know, the eggs were back. The quests seemed good. What are your thoughts now that we're practically at the end of the event? We've had it for a good couple of days. Ian, since you haven't talked about the eggs, would you like to go first?
The Adventure Week, I think we can all agree, is probably one of the best events of the year. Been a solid event. We've had some new shinies that are highly coveted. I've been hatching eggs and I've been having little bit of success, not to the Whitfield levels, but I suppose I can announce this now because by the time this airs, my video will be out. I have hatched one of each of the Tyrant and the Amora.
Oh, you have?
At
oh,
this
nice.
Point, they're the only two shinies I've encountered other than an Aerodactyl.
Oh, Vassafar!
So, ouch. Still need the Tortuga and the Archon, but you know what? I will take those two new shinies. Pretty much ran out of super incubators. I'm now back on the normal incubators.
But still half egg distance.
I do intend on hatching at least one batch a day in and around work. How about you, Barrow? Because you looked a little bit gobsmacked when I said about hatching those two.
I am gobsmacked, Ian, because I didn't think you'd be hatching eggs in the quantity that I have, and you haven't, from what it sounds like, but you've got very lucky, which is something I haven't, which is equally infuriating.
I wouldn't say I've not. I've hatched over the weekend probably about 40 or 50 eggs.
You've got lucky then. I ranted on one of my vlogs, and I will say that.
If you talk about the egg drops.
The egg drops have been horrific, and yeah. I think it's been absolutely shocking. I opened 5 gifts in a row and got no eggs. And I look at that and go, that's just not acceptable. I do hold back on my criticisms of the game, but when you limit eggs, give an egg per gift. I'm not looking for more gifts. I'm just looking for an egg in every gift. Just make it very simple. Egg per gift, done.
Yeah.
I think it's just poorly executed by Niantic for this game. Not for the first time, but yeah, I was very frustrated about that. This is the event for me that I will go out and I'll hatch every egg I can. Adventure Weeks are probably the best event outside the live events. And I was just really disappointed. I haven't even got the chance to hatch them. I've hatched every single egg I can since the event started, and I've had no shinies, which is very disappointing, but I'm not annoyed about it. I'm annoyed that I'm not getting an egg for each gift. That's what I'm annoyed about, giving me the maximum chance of doing it. I don't expect anything from egg hatching. I did hatch today my first hundo of the four,
nice.
So I got a hundo Amora, which is lovely.
That's pretty cool. Yep.
And I got myself a 98% Tyrant as well.
I've hatched nothing anywhere close to any good stats ones.
So I'm still believing in the wild. Oh, my day.
I saw the Aerodactyl you got. That was amazing.
Like I said when I filmed it, the shundos I've had before in the wild, we've known. But the hundos, because of the group of people we're in, they've told us before we've got to them. The word gets out of us hundos. So is it a shundo, is it a hundo moment that we get, certainly when we've created content on the big events. This was right up there as probably the best moment I've had ever in Pokemon Go from a wild catch on any event. I had no idea what the IVs on it were. I got a shiny Aerodactyl in the wild and it was a 98%. Shiny.
That's incredible.
Fantastic point.
And that for me was amazing. So I love it. It is a brilliant event.
Yeah, I've got to agree. Top tier event. As we say, probably one of the best of the year. I'd say 2023, probably the best. I would go as far as saying the best event so far of the year, outside of maybe the live events. Just the combination of everything, really. The wild spawns are solid. You know, there seems to be a good spread and a good mix of all of them. It's not like we're crying out, where's Tyrant and Amora? They're super rare. You can find them reasonably easily in the wild.
Absolutely.
The quests are, I would say, pretty balanced. There's more Tyrant and Amora I've found going out and about chasing the spin 10 stops, etc., hatch an egg, whatever, compared to the spin 30 and walk 7K or whatever it is, which are the terrible evolved forms.
But isn't that brilliant, though? I think it's like walk around the world 50 times and you get a Cradilly.
You get a Cradilly or something. You think, nah, I'm good, mate, seriously.
I've thrown so many tasks away because I am getting quite a lot of those stupid ones.
But at least you can spot them and go like, no, that's definitely rubbish. It's not like they're sort of all jumbled up, so you can tell what's what. The eggs, mine have not been good. I've maxed out on eggs every day so far the event.
Of course you have.
Which has ranged from about 17 to maybe 22 eggs out of whatever is 30 gifts you can open. That is the biggest bugbear, and I agree with you, Marky, is that why, when the limited amount of gifts you can open is a 7 kilometer egg, not a guarantee? And it's been like this for donkey's years, and everyone keeps saying it. Seriously, you can only open 30 gifts a day. If you've got an egg slot, have a 7 kilometer egg drop. And it always seems, also certainly from when I'm playing these events, you know, when you accidentally open gifts and think, oh no, I've got an egg space and I've got a 7K and it's going to give you a stupid Galarian, whatever, that can't be shiny. You always get a 7 kilometer egg when it's not an event focused on 7Ks. But as soon as it's a 7 kilometer egg focused event, they suddenly disappear from gifts. They suddenly vanish out of thin air.
I think every player of this game is experiencing the same thing. So it's not that some people are getting them all the time and others aren't. Everyone's experiencing the same thing. So it's frustrating. I totally get that. But are we surprised sort of 7 years in?
Not surprised. Just disappointed.
Ian, what were your reactions then to getting those shinies? You must be stoked.
I was pretty much speechless, to be honest. I wanted the Tyrant more than the Amora, and I got the Amora. I thought, oh, okay, well, that's it, game over. I'm not going to get the Tyrant now. And then about, I want to say 5, maybe 6 batches later, I did get the Tyrant. 50 over the weekend. I mean, that doesn't cover what I did for Thursday and Friday when the event launched and today. So
yeah,
I think it's a reasonable amount. I wouldn't say it's excessive.
No, as we always say, it's one of those things. Eggs, if you want to go for them, go for them.
And every time,
know how they work.
I always say I'm not going to hatch eggs. And every time the FOMO gets me and I'll buy a box full of incubators and hatch them.
I'd like to mention this as part of a discussion because maybe for future egg events, I had somebody asked a really good question. There'll be people that listen to the podcast that love the game and know the
Go
game.
GoCast Chris has just said eggs are king.
Eggs are king. Of course they are. Chris loves an egg. I think the point is some people say, why do you hatch eggs? And I said, well, listen, the reason I hatch the eggs in this event, because it varies from event to event, they are boosted. Probably one in 125, I'd probably guess. I don't think they're perma-boosted.
I think they've got to be boosted, just seeing how many people are getting them from quests, wild and stuff. I would say a one in 125.
We don't know what the odds are, but we'd assume perma-boosted. They have a base stat of 10, 10, 10. So the likelihood is you're going to get a really good IV one. That's why I'm focusing on them. And they said, well, actually, I'm a PvP-er, so I wouldn't focus on eggs. I go, totally get it then. I understand now why you're looking at that and going, yeah, why are you focusing on it? Because you're not looking for the hundos, not even necessarily maybe the shinies. You're looking for the PvP stats of the Amora in particular.
Yes. It's why I'm kind of focusing on eggs as well. And the unfortunate thing is my egg, like I've had no shinies from the eggs at all. Best thing I've had is a Hundo Tortuga. It's like Hundo Tortuga, brand new Hundo, that's cool. But everything else has been utterly trash. But I have to say, and we always take the Mickey collection challenges. I got a shiny Tyrant from a collection challenge reward. So don't mock.
Yeah.
Okay, do your collection challenges, people.
Get them
they
done.
Might be
that
shiny.
Badge needs to be increased. But people say, why do you do egg hatching? You can ask people, why do you do the lottery? Why do you buy scratchers? Because you might win. You're not going to, or the probability suggests you're probably not going to, but you might.
But I've really enjoyed just the whole feel of this event. There's not an aspect where something's dull. You know, you've even got Mega Tyranitar in the Mega Raids at the moment to go and chase. You know, I know Reggie Drago put it to the side, but at least there's a raid boss that everyone's kind of thrilled to go and chase. There's a lot to go for. You know, Mega Aerodactyl for XL candy and all of that, the trades, etc.
With the satchel this weekend.
With the satchel, we will have got that. I want the Shundo with the satchel. Shundo satchel. Nice.
Don't ask for much, do you, Miley?
No, I'm very easygoing, clearly.
It really bugs me when people go, I want the Shundo, because unless you're cheating,
of
you're not
you
likely
want
to get the Shundo.
But it's not a lie, because we want the Shundo. It's factually correct. But I will say I had a personal kind of ick about it being literally a week. Like it finishes a couple of days before London Go Fest.
It was literally a week, this one was, yeah.
To be honest, it's not being nearly as bad as I thought, because you can go for the quests and the eggs and they're not going to take your resources apart from obviously the incubators. But even the wild spawns, if you want to catch stuff, you can catch stuff or you can choose to save resources. So my little ick about the timing of the event actually was complete rubbish. I'd say this is a solid 9.5 out of 10. Just fix the sodding gift, Niantic, and it's an up there winner.
7 years in, they're not going to.
They won't.
But they're not broken, are they? That's
bring
the
it
thing.
Up to
they're
their
not
attention.
Broken. They're a random item. So the eggs aren't broken, so they're not going to fix
something.
Well,
we would say that usually, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure donkeys years ago, they said you would get a guaranteed egg if you spun a stock.
Yeah, but you're not spinning a stock while you're opening a gift.
Can I finish my point, Vasa?
I'm turning into Ken, sorry.
All right.
He's gone.
We won't get the point out before he's gone great white shark mode on me, but you're supposed to get a guaranteed egg from a spinning a Pokestop, and recently, particularly on Riolu Hatch Day, we've noticed that's not happening anymore. So I don't personally see the difference. It's still an egg. It's an opening a gift. I know it's never really been a thing of saying guaranteed 7-kilometer egg, but I think that would be a nice little perk of the game.
It would be nice to have. All I'm saying is you can't fix something that's not broken. Well, you can, but...
You can improve.
But is it improving? Because then if it's a guaranteed egg every time, then you're going to be the one going, I can't believe I opened a gift during a non-event thing, and I got stuck with an egg.
Well, I've done that, and I've held my hands up in accountability and said, oh, you blithering idiot, Whitfield. Mm-hmm. Why have you done this?
Blithering idiot. Imbecile.
The only other thing I was going to say about showcases, we had two-sided showcases because Poliwag Community Day was sort of sandwiched in the middle of Adventure Week. So we've had a batch of showcases for the beginning of the event, and now the end of the event has a batch of showcases going as well. Have you guys entered any of them and won any of
them? I've entered the maximum three times and haven't won any. Best position I've got so far is a second.
Second's all right.
It's not a first, though, is it? It's not a medal.
First of the losers. What about you, Marky?
Yeah, I'm not bothered with showcases anymore because I don't think the rewards are particularly that good. So I won my first showcase.
Nice.
And I got 6 great balls and 3,000 XP. And I think that was it.
that was my first win when I won my first showcase weeks ago. And he goes, here's some great balls for you. And really? My opinion has now changed drastically because for the first batch of Adventure Week showcases, I got a first, and a second in some very out-of-the-way showcases and some part nowhere. You'll love this, though. I got basically one of every premium item you can get. Starpiece, Lucky Egg, two incubators, an incense, coming very handy, plus some Ultra Balls and stuff. And I was like, jeez, I was getting worse stuff from the opening gifts.
My theory on the showcases is I think you get better premium items if more people are in it and you win it. I think if you win it and there's less than 12 people in it, I think you don't get the best items because I think that there must be some way of stacking the odds up. I'm sure the Silph Road will do some research on that and let us know. Anyway, moving on.
Rest in peace.
So let's have a quick look, guys, at what the incensed community thinks about Adventure Week 2023.
On X.
So we tweeted out earlier saying, with Adventure Week 2023 and Pokemon Go almost over, we want to know what your thoughts of this year's event. So ArcadeGuy781, Mike, says, I liked it a lot. I got my Bastiodon from level 47 to level 48.5.
Nice. I missed a trick on there, Arcade Guy, because I realised my Shundo, I'd just not been catching them for this event, and I've just missed a trick on this.
My Floof has said, loved this event, made about 300k XP.
Nice.
More than 300k XP. Spinning new stops from Thursday to Saturday alone. Plus, I've never had so many shinies from an event. Fantastic. And yeah, that XP from those new stops is mental.
If you go to a new area, absolutely.
Run CMC's got a nice tweet here. Tweet here, excrement here, a response here. A response, we'll call it a response. Like,
we've had an excrement through.
We've had excretion.
Run CMC has replied and said, loving it. Mons haven't had in ages, so many Aerodactyl I can max out now if wanted. Two new shinies, easy field research tasks, and options to try for them. Yep. Lovely smiley face. Showcase another winner.
Yep. Nice. Nice that people are feeling that way. So we'll go for a couple more. Maston, more positive than negative. Love both new shinies. Haven't got either yet. But haven't been going to hell for leather as they're back at GoFest anyway. And yep, they were back this weekend. Enjoying the rolling showcases and rewards. But whoever dumped Poliwag, hashtag community day, in these events needs a good slap. It's a fair assessment. Yeah.
A bad filling to the sandwich of Adventure Week. Our good friend Mike Newcombs has said, I've enjoyed hunting the new shinies. The new shinies and the shinies I've not had from last year. But the eggs, I don't feel like they've boosted odds. I kind of agree with you on that one, to be honest. Hatched 90-ish eggs and no shinies so far from them.
And I'm going to wrap this one up with Noisia, simply the best event so far. 100%.
I think for this year, probably is, yeah.
But we're going to jump from one communication method to the next. We're leaving X for now, and we're going, it's not quite old school, but it feels like it. It's our WhatsApp messages.
Send your WhatsApps now.
So we've had a few of you lovely people leave us WhatsApp messages. So if you do want to leave us a WhatsApp message, put this number into your phone book under Incense Podcast, go into WhatsApp, record your voice message and send it to +44 759 269 5696. And the next two voices you hear will have actually done just that.
Boys. Can't wait to see you in GoFest. I'm really, my legs keep shaking of how much I'm excited. First ever in person. So, mate, and shiny Tyrant. Yeah, little blue boy.
Nice.
Need that. Bad. And I need to see you guys. I want your stickers and all that, your Incense Podcast stickers and all that. That's why I'm stuttering so much. I just cannot wait to be there. It'll be nice to meet you all one. Yeah. So just keep up the good work, guys. The appreciation is always there.
Slightly abridged message there, but thank you very much for reaching out, Saul.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we would have seen you by the time this episode drops.
We have stickers.
What I would say is, though, I do get you, Saul, what you say there. That first event, that live in-person event, that everyone coming to the same place, it's exciting.
You never forget your first time.
I get it.
You don't.
You never
Seriously.
Forget your first time. You don't.
I still remember Dortmund like that. Seriously, it's so vivid.
Same.
Yeah. The point still stands, though. Your first live event is so major.
It is. And it's iconic.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed.
The voices haven't quite finished there. Somebody very special to all of us has left us a little message.
Hello, lads. Hermes Ninja here. Or by the time this airs, Hermes Ninja there. I'll actually be in London with you guys.
Yes.
Just calling in to say hi and that I cannot wait to spend the weekend with you guys, or by the time this airs, I had a fabulous weekend with you. And thanks, as always, for being fabulous hosts.
Thanks, Sue.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you very much for sending that in. Yes, we will have had a fantastic time.
And it is. It's difficult talking in the past to the present, but you pretty much nailed that there, Sue. And hopefully we had an enjoyable weekend catching imaginary pocket monsters together.
We're going to have a blast, to be fair.
We did have a blast.
Like, this is going to be... Sorry, we are going to have had, definitely have had one.
It's like an episode of the Big Bang Theory, isn't it?
It's really tricky because we're sort of technically in the middle of Go Festive, aren't we? There's still one day to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's still stuff to go. It's been amazing. Ian, has it? Have you got any shiners?
Twit indeed.
I'm sure we all did quite well on shiners. And if I didn't, I've got another chance in 2 weeks' time, and then a week after that. GG's me.
Smug.
Smug face. Very engaged.
I'm right there with you.
You're there as well, Whitfield.
All right. Jesus Christ. I won't be there, but
there's still time to get a flight.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
But I think we should move away from Adventure Week. Wish it a fond farewell. Let us know using hashtag Shiners of the Week, of course, if you managed to get a shiny dino. But it is London Go Fest after all, and I know a certain man with a certain pub has got a quiz lined up.
London's finest?
It might be at the finery, yes.
Might be at the finery.
It's Master Ball 27.
I was a little bit confused. I thought I was invited as a guest, but they actually want me running the place tonight and hosting a pub quiz. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, yes. You're the star.
I am a star. One of many stars in
you
the
are
room.
A one star, zero attack.
Jesus Christ. PvP. Got a little flashback there, Ian. It sounded familiar.
You're not a one star, Mark. Don't listen. You're not a one star. Don't listen to him. Jeez. Mean man.
Pogo Mean UK.
Mean Man UK. Exactly, Milo. Exactly. So, boys, I've done something a little bit different tonight because I know it's a London-themed episode. It's GoFest London, and I'm here in a pub in London with you fine people and the finest people around me.
London's finest.
London's finest.
Not just London's finest, the globe's finest, in fact. We've got people from America, Australia, other parts of the UK.
The world's finest.
Yes, the world's finest.
It's fine. It's not all about London. It's not all about you, Milo.
I never said it was.
Oh, that one star person's picking on me.
Milo's sitting there and goes, but I am London's finest.
Yes.
There's not much competition.
Oh, Milo. Anyway, so I used a bit of creativity for this pub quiz tonight, and we'll be talking about it later in the show, but I thought I would have a themed pub quiz around three locations that are going to be hosting new events later in the year. So do you see what I've done there? Do you like that?
Oh, nice.
A nice little segue way there.
Captain Segway.
So it's going to be a duel. It's going to be... Oh, Milo. It's going to be a little duel between Milo and Ian. And
pistols at dawn.
I was thinking lightsabers.
Lightsabers at dusk.
Lightsabers.
Milo, get your weapon.
I'll get my fluorescent tube.
Yes.
Marcus having an electric shooter.
Jesus.
What have you just got? I'm fully expecting it's got to be awesome. Come on.
It's going to be one of the two he wants.
Come on. Tyrant.
It's a Mora.
Nice. Show us on the screen.
Oh, with a hatching still.
Oh, it's an egg. Oh, go cast Chris. You
Are
just
you
willed
both,
that egg
like,
into existence.
Are you waving your phones around?
It's the way you do things, Ian. Trust.
I know, we're recording a podcast.
But it's still hatching.
It goes to prove that when you're recording the podcast, magical things happen. Ian, I basically used the odds that good things happen when you listen to Incense of Pokemon Go podcast.
Duh.
So I thought as we're recording it, it might work. Do you see what I did there, Ian?
Good cast, Chris. I'm telling you. That's the truth.
And...
Oh, what a beautiful shiny.
There we go.
Beautiful. He's like, seen it, done it, got a t-shirt. Can we back to being professional?
No,
please?
Not at all.
I'm actually jealous.
I am thinking let's go back to being professional, but anyway.
Impossible.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I'm so excited. Can we insert the clip in? This adventure week's been brilliant. I've hatched some eggs and I've got a shiny Amora. Fit that one in.
Skip forward 10 minutes.
Sorry, Ian. Sorry. We've got a pub quiz tonight. And actually, I've been a little bit naughty because we've got a 6-question pub quiz.
Ooh.
Because we've got three different places. And I didn't want to favour one or two of them over the other ones. A little bit nasty. We are going to alternate the order that you go in. So first question, Milo first. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's ready. Go.
Who is Barcelona's patron saint? Is it A, Saint Andrew? Is it B, Saint George? Or is it C, Saint Florian?
I've got no idea. So I don't know. I'll go for A. A for Andrew.
A for Andrew, for Milos. And Mr. Ian.
Florian sounds more Spanish, but it could be a trick question.
That was my thinking, is it sort of...
I'm
going to
go
obvious.
B. I think it's tricking us there. I'm going to go B.
George. George for Ian. Remember that, Georgie, the royal king and all that. But
to be.
To be. Ian was in the royal
past.
Family.
He's been a king, George, in the past.
Yes, it has.
Yes. Postbox.
To be good, or have been.
Question two. We're going from Barcelona to Mexico now. So, question two is, when was Mexico City founded? Was it A, 1585? Was it B, 1689? Or was it C, 2020? I'm only joking. 1810.
Just as COVID hit.
Yeah. I'm going B, I think.
1689 for you, Ian.
I'm tempted to go B as well, but because it's a direct head-to-head, I will go for A, just so we have different answers.
Very good.
Double A for me and a double B for Ian.
Well, anywho, we're leaving Mexico City now. We're going to Seoul. Question three. Seoul's bus system... Do you like that? I thought you'd like that, Milo. Seoul's bus thing. System is operated by whom? A, the SMG. B, the DMG. Is it C, the RMG? Milo to go first this time around.
I'll go for B on this one. Ain't got a clue.
And Ian?
I will go for A on this.
Ian is going for the A. So we've done a bit of a lap round those lovely places. We're back in Barcelona now, boys. Question four. What is the tallest building in Barcelona? A, the Torre de Cossarola. B, the Sagrada Familia. Or is it C, the Torre Agba office building? That's a lot of Spanish at the end there.
I'm just going to go A.
It would be very funny if it was the office building, but I'm...
Yeah, seriously, I that was my go-to, yeah.
I'm going to go for B on this one.
Oh, dear, so you've gone for B. The next question, question five. Which animal is depicted on the national flag of Mexico, Milo? Is it A, a lion? Is it B, an eagle? Or is it C, a horse?
I haven't watched enough of this year's Formula One to know what the flag behind Sergio Perez is, so... I will go for A on this one.
A lion, yeah?
I'm going to throw a curveball in here and go C. We've not had a C yet.
Was it an excellent throw?
Excellent.
Always.
And the final question, question six. How many sister cities has Seoul? The answers are A, 21, B, 23, and C, 26. Go on, Ian.
None of these questions I've had an inkling about.
That makes two of us.
So I'm going to go C, so at least I've done two A's, two B's and two C's. Nice little pattern.
Finally, Milo, the final one for you, my friend.
Let's keep it a pattern. I'll go for A on this one, since I went A before.
So you've gone ABBA.
ABBA.
Right, okie dokie, that is the quiz wrapped up. I am standing between everyone and their next round of drinks, so let's get these answers out very
Ian
quick.
Has gone Bach.
Bach. He looks Bach. He looks a bit of Bach. We are giddy tonight. Here we go then. So, question number one. Who is Barcelona's patron saint? Ian, you're absolutely right. Saint Florian sounds very, very Spanish, and it was a curveball. Well done, mate. It was B, Saint George.
Oh, he did get it. Yes, well done, Ian.
I had no idea.
Ian, well done. Question two. When was Mexico City founded? Was it 1585, 1689, or 1810? Well, the answer was, in fact, A, which is 1585.
Ooh, well done, Whitfield.
Yes. Points.
One each. What
a point.
Fight.
Can we go to a tiebreaker?
It's like a penalty shootout. Here we go. Right. Number three. Seoul's bus system is operated by, is it the SMG, the DMG, or the RNG? No, the RMG, sorry. I thought the fact that Seoul begins with an S was really going to make this really easy.
That's why I went for A.
And that's why, Ian, you are correct. It was A, the SMG.
I probably wasn't listening properly.
He's probably rocking his eggs.
Yes. He's too busy with his right hand. Yeah.
Yes, I am shaking my phone.
So, question number four. What is the tallest building in Barcelona?
It's the office building, isn't it?
It's a funny one, Ian, because you are correct. It is the office building. It's the Torre Agbar office building.
I knew it.
Really?
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, neither of you got that one right. Question five. Which animal is depicted on the national flag of Mexico? So, we've got a British lion. A British lion.
American eagle.
B, an American eagle. B, and see a horse. Well, Mexico actually does border America, and it was an eagle.
Interesting.
No, it's B. No one got the point there. So I think as things currently stand, Ian's on two.
Yeah.
Milo is on one. Mm-hmm. And we go to the final question. How many sister cities has Seoul? 21, 23 or 26? I panicked a bit here when Ian went C because he was wrong. And I thought, oh no, I haven't done a tiebreaker for tonight.
Don't worry. Did I get it wrong as well?
But my panic was short-lived because Milo also got it wrong.
Saved you some embarrassment.
I won with two correct answers.
Thanks for the little text, Marky, saying get it wrong.
Ian, I don't know if 2 out of 6 is better than 2 out of 5, but it
that's
is a soft
terrible.
2 out of 6 is better than 1 out of 6, so congrats, Ian.
But I will take the mantle of Sir Pub Quiz.
Sir Pub Quiz.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a New York one.
That's actually very timely.
Mm.
Nice.
Coincidental,
take,
that, isn't
I'll
it?
I'll take the title of Jester of Failure.
Jester Failure. Oh, Milo. Well, at least now I can let all the punters here have some drinks and let them just enjoy the evening. But going from one fun part of this show, we're going to go to another one, and that is all the good stuff in the news.
It is. It's the news.
It most certainly is the news. The August content update in Pokemon Go. There's a lot to go through. Let's have a quick look at what events that you can expect. So as we speak, until the 8th of August, we're currently in the midst of the Glittering Garden, which coincides with the GoFest event here in London. From the 11th to the 15th of August, this will run from 10 a.m. local to 8 p.m. local, there's going to be the 2023 World Championships event.
Woo!
Nicely coincides with Worlds. Unfortunately, we won't be there this year as it's in Japan. It was monumental in London last year, so massive event. From August the 19th to August the 22nd, the Noxious Swamp event. That will run again from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. In fact, all of these are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time.
That nicely laps over with New York.
It does, doesn't it? 18th to 20th.
And bear in mind, New York has shiny Squirtle.
I thought he was going to say, bear in mind that New York is a noxious swamp.
I thought he was going to say a noxious swamp as well. Ian, I thought the same. That's funny, that is.
Wait until 2 weeks' time.
Or Randall's Island might be. Anyway. So they are the events that we can look forward to in the month of August. However, they aren't the only events that are going to be running. This weekend, London and Osaka GoFests have happened. Hopefully, if you got the chance to go to one of those, you will have thoroughly enjoyed yourself and come out with loads of new shinies. As Milo alluded to a second ago, the 18th to the 20th of August, we have Pokemon GoFest 2023 New York City. And then we've got the Global GoFest to round out at the end of the month, August 26th. 27th. That one will run from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on the 2 days of the event.
Since we were talking about the GoFest, I think we should jump into some exciting news for the GoFest Global. On August the 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. your local time, and August 27th, only for 1 hour, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. local time, Primal Kyogre and Primal Groudon will be spawning over that weekend.
Oh, I see
those
why.
Event
I
hours.
See why. Yes.
Yes. But this is mega... jokes. Mega Rayquaza on August the 27th will be in a 6 hour essential.
7 hours.
7 hours? Oh, yes, I can't count. Anyway, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time on August the 27th, Mega Rayquaza is going to globally debut, which would be fantastic. So those are the global GoFest raids. Oh, yes, you're getting a Mega Dragon for your birthday, mate.
Oh,
nice.
Mega Dragon.
Fantastic. Although you will have already had it this weekend.
Yeah. And now, Mega okay, Connoisseur, right. What are your thoughts on the new Mega Rayquaza?
Ian, Vassafal, I approve of it.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Whether you approve of the next section of five-star raids is a different matter. So, August is looking like this. Regidrago is still going to be with us from July the 25th.
In fact,
it will have just disappeared, so it doesn't matter about my bad pronunciation. But August the 4th, it will have disappeared and swapped into Cresselia.
Oh, wow.
Coinciding with Worlds and PvP, essentially. So,
yeah.
Cresselia will be around from August the 4th to August the 16th. And the switchovers for these raid bosses will be 10 a.m. local time on the dates listed.
Can I just say one thing?
Ratty Drago, nice.
I joked before we knew anything about GoFest, didn't I? And I said,
you did say that.
Cresselia,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, what?
indeed.
But after Crisselli, we've actually got some decent.
This is quite good to see these come back. We might see a casual raiding one of them specifically, I will say. I think this is how it's listed. I don't know why they've structured it in this way. It's not clear. I think Xerneas that knows Geomancy,
I would say
it's an exclusive move.
Yeah.
Geomancy will be around from August the 16th to the 23rd. And then Yveltal that knows Oblivion Wing. So the exclusive move time for these Gen 6 legendaries will be around from August the 27th till September the 1st. So they're not around for too long. Go and get them while you can. Both fantastic shinies, both pretty solid mons. Not sure if the moves are going to make them any better or any worse. We'll have to see.
Better than Frenzy Plant and Yveltal.
Oh, so for damn sure.
Good, yeah.
The Mega Raids, Marky, Mega Connoisseur, what do you think of these? So Mega Tyranitar will have disappeared 2 days ago, sadly, on August the 4th, but it would have swapped in to Mega Gyarados for the 400,000th time.
No, that's all.
No, well, unfortunately, it's with us from August the 4th to August the 16th. Again, the switchover is 10 a.m. local time on the date listed. And after Mega Gyarados, Mega Salamence will be in.
I approve greatly.
Brilliant. We're going to have a double dragon Mega various places. It's going to be really cool.
Okay, but, Mark, I've got to ask. GoCast Chris has just said in the chat, Mega Gyarados is out? Question mark.
Mega Gyarados
is out.
Stop hatching your eggs, Chris. Focus on the other aspects of the game. Stop hatching your eggs.
I think I've just realised how this works, actually. So I think because there's global GoFest and some other stuff happening in the middle. Mm-hmm. So August the 16th through to the 23rd, and then there's a
pause. Yeah, that's why you've got the gap for until 4 or 3 days.
Weird. And then August the 27th through to September the 1st. So you've got a bank of time when Mega Salamence and Yveltal and Xerneas will be in the raids, but then there's like a 3 day break
in
between.
The gaps, the primals in between.
We got there eventually, people, because there's another section where primal raids, primal Kyogre and Groudon, will be in from August the 23rd to August the 26th.
There you go. That's your missing piece of the jigsaw.
That's the missing piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
The final piece that's going to be added on top of it will be the raid hours. So Regidrago would have already had its raid hour been and gone. Cresselia is August the 9th. Xerneas that knows Geomancy will be August the 16th. And then we've got a back-to-back primal raid hour. The first of which, August the 23rd, will be primal Kyogre. And August the 24th will be primal Groudon. That's sick. And to round out August will be Yveltal on August the 30th. So that's pretty spicy.
Spoicy.
Toit. He's
toit. Didn't know these last time we recorded, did we? And I like your little edit at the end. That was very cleverly done.
It was rather slap smooth done.
Right, so we've got Spotlight Hours for August. One of these will have been and gone as you listen to this, but we've had Vulpix. And hopefully you enjoyed your double XP for evolving Pokemon during that one. But the new ones after that is Paras on August the 8th. And you get 2x Stardust for catching Pokemon.
Still need that shiny.
Still need that one. August the 15th. Favourite fond memories of this one. But, oh, it's my Mon. Stuffle will be making its
don't
appearance.
Need that shiny.
That's nice, actually, because Stuffle is still a relative...
Don't think anybody does, unless they start playing
shiny.
The game last week.
We each, Ian and I need one more Shundo.
Yes, true.
Yes. Well, I've got both, actually, boys, so unfortunately. But yeah, 2x XP for catching Pokemon. That's always nice. This is Ian's one. August
oh,
the 22nd.
I still need that one.
Venonat. 2x candy.
Wait, my Spotlight
15 Pokemon.
Minutes.
Spotlight 15 minutes. Well, maybe, Mr. Wafasafel. I've got one signed for you for maybe a lucky trade, anyway. And on August the 29th, we've got Tentacool.
Does anybody need that shiny?
2x candy for transferring Pokemon. No.
I don't think they do they?
No.
But it's a great shiny. But yeah, they are the Spotlight Hours. So the research breakthrough, and this is still the same as before because it's been running since the 1st of June and this will end on the 1st of September. But we've got 5 that can be shiny. Sableye, Beldum, Ordino, Furfru, and Noibat, or Noisbat.
Noise.
And the one that can't be shiny.
Noise.
Goomy.
Until after August the 26th.
Then go on to the monthly bonuses. So starting on August the 1st, running through to September 1st at 10 a.m. local time. I love it now. It's so simple. Do you remember those times? Boys, it was like starting at 8 p.m. in BST and finishing at half 10 East Coast time.
What time is
it?
It's
nice that it all runs in local time, but part of me does miss the event starting at 9 p.m.
I miss the night grind somewhat, yeah.
Those Halloween ones were good. But the monthly bonuses are we're going to get increased reward for 7-day Pokemon catch streaks. That's nice. So you're going to be getting 20,000 XP and 10,000 Stardust. Well, we regularly do that, so that's pretty cool. And we'll be getting an increased reward for 7-day Pokestops spin streaks of 20,000 XP. That's epic.
Good. Pretty bonuses. Good.
40,000 XP if you've got them lined up on the same 7 days. That's
pretty good. I'm sure somebody can find a negative in it, but that is pretty good.
They're making XP too easy to get.
Yeah. Yes.
What happened to the 2016-17 grind?
But you may have noticed we missed one part of August that we haven't talked about yet. The August 2023 Community Day. Rip. People thought they knew what it was, and it turns out a lot of people were right. Froki is going to make its shiny debut in August Community Day, 13th of August. It's another Sunday, guys, which Yaya will like. He likes Sunday events because in Germany everywhere's closed. You can actually go and play your game on a weekend. 2 till 5pm local time. Players will be able to encounter Froki more frequently in the wild, and as we mentioned, its shiny will be released. Evolve Frogadier into Greninja, and you will be able to get a Greninja that knows the charge attack. I'm not going to say friendly plant.
No.
Hydro cannon. It's going to know the
hydro cannon.
It's going to know the charge attack hydro cannon. So standard Community Day move on one of these mods.
Absolutely. But much like how they did with Braxton into Delphox.
Yes, there was a new move launched then as well.
Mystical Fire, or whatever it was called. Well, they're doing the same for Greninja. So, starting from the Community Day and going forwards, Water Shuriken, which is its exclusive move, is its proper exclusive move, will be made available. It's going to be a fast move, which is interesting to see, with 6 power in trainer battles and 10 power in gyms and raids. So that may be a killer moveset. We don't know. Water Shuriken and Hydro Cannon, potentially.
Yep, that's looking pretty good. As with all recent Community Days, there's going to be a special research storyline, which is available for $1 US or equivalent, at 79 pence in the UK, for any of you that wanted to know the price. That will entitle you to the standard Community Day Fair, which is a special research with 4 stages and very easy to complete, and boost the chance of getting some decent statted mons.
We've got 3 times Stardust for catching Pokemon, 2 times Candy for catching Pokemon. There is a 2 times chance for trainers level 31 and above to receive Candy XL from catching Pokemon. Lure modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours. Incense, excluding the daily adventure incense, activated during the event will last for the 3 hours. If you take a few step 5 during Community Day for a surprise.
One day they'll make it 6, won't they, just to throw us off?
No, they'll go 4. They'll go 4. They'll go the other way.
They'll go backwards, won't they?
They'll nerf it.
But the one Snorlax. Oh, there you go. You can have 4 Froki. There'll be 1 additional special trade that can be made for a maximum of 3 for the day. I love that. That is a nice little a nice little bonus there. And the trades will require 50% less Stardust. As always, most bonuses are only active during the 3-hour event period. These bonuses will be active from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
There will be the bog standard field research tasks from Pokestops. Of course, they're going to give a range of things, from Ultra Balls, Stardust, and Froki encounters. Good luck. And apparently there's going to be a web store exclusive Community Day deals, which is fantastic. I'm not really sure.
You generally get slightly better pricing because they're not paying commissions to the app stores.
I want to see how much that Elite TM is going to be.
Yeah. Now, as has become a regular occurrence during Community Days, between 5 and 10, you will be able to do additional 4-star raid battles for Frogadier. And after completing those, you will be able to get Froki spawning for 30 minutes within a vicinity of, I think, about 300 meters around said gym. So that will give you more chances of getting your shiny Froki if you can't play during the event hours. This is quite important, and I want you to listen very carefully. There will be event-themed stickers obtainable by spinning Pokestops, opening gifts, and purchasing them from the game store during the Community Day. And they look pretty cool, actually, on this article, so can't beat a Froki sticker.
Do you see the angry Froki on the trio sticker? That's jokes. Froki is not having it.
He is not impressed at all, is he? This one looks like a good Community Day. It's a starter. Aww. It's the last one of this generation.
Gen 6.
And I think it's safe to say it's the one that's probably been the most anticipated. Greninja is an amazing mon.
It's great, so shiny. Many people's favourite. A cracking shiny. It'll be interesting to see how the moveset plays. And the bonus, triple dust, you cannot go wrong with that.
And it also falls on the only weekend with nothing on it in between the two GoFests and the Global. It's the only weekend it could have fitted in.
Let's just say sorry to anybody who is in Yokohama playing their PvP match at 2 to 5 p.m. local time on that Sunday.
Absolutely.
Rip.
Rip. It finishes it off, doesn't it? The starters are then completed, aren't they?
Yes.
Which is nice.
And Froakie's my personal favourite from these.
Out of the Gen 6 Kalos starters, Froakie's my pick as well. Favorite. It's adorable. And actually, it just occurred to me, because that week, Paris Spotlight Hour is the Tuesday. That's a Stardust-heavy week.
It is.
Sorry, Stardust-heavy. Go grinding, people. Grind some frogs, like the French do.
Grinding those froggies.
The froaky legs.
The froaky legs.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
But boys, we've got some great news.
What?
We finally got some safari-themed events coming to Pokemon Go in the near future. They're now known as City Safaris. And we're actually getting Eevee with a hat, it seems. An explorer hat, it's great. Pokemon Go Safari is coming to a city near you. Yeah, I know, I was to say Pikachu with another damn hat. Oh my goodness me. But we're going to have three that we're going to list through now. But basically, set off on a city-wide adventure with Pokemon Go City Safari in an all-new in-person event. Explore the sights and sounds of cities across the world with Pokemon at your side. There's going to be location-themed encounters, events, special research, and much more waiting for you. These are now live. You can go and buy the in-game tickets. Funny, Marky's Pub Quiz almost alluded to it. Seoul in South Korea, October the 7th to the 8th. That is going to be the South Korean City Safari. The City Safari ticket for Seoul in South Korea is going to be 11,000 of their currency. Is it one? Is that it?
I think it's one.
Yeah, 11,001.
Okay, there we go. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. KST. Obviously, that's
Korean
local time for them, and that Korean standard time. The first spawn that is listed on here is going to make an occurrence across all three. Eevee wearing an explorer hat has a shiny potential. It's very adorable, but the spawns are looking like this. We've got Clefairy, Vulpix, Alolan Vulpix, Growlithe, Electabuzz, Sentret, Murkrow, Unknown E, Unknown O, and Unknown S, Heracross featuring both Plusle and Minun, Shuppet, Chimecho, Joltik, obviously could be shiny after the Global Go Fest, and then brand new Pokemon with a shiny dropping, Skidoo, the Mountain Goat Pokemon. Is it Gen 6 or Gen 7? I don't know which one. But it's coming. It's coming to the City Safaris. We've also got Helioptile, Dedenne, Noibat, Yungoose, Sensu-style Oricorio, and finally Cutiefly being basically the only non-shiny there apart from Oricorio. Is it Gen 6? Okay. There's going to be field research tasks. Ticket holder bonuses will include 4-hour activation on lure modules, excluding golden lures, of course. Up to 5 special trades can be made during the day on the ticket day of your event when you're in Seoul. And it doesn't matter on the location you are in the city, of course, because it's a city-wide experience. It is not
park focused. And that's the distinction, isn't it? This isn't a safari zone. It's not park-based. This is a city-wide experience.
Indeed. Trades will cost 50% less dust, and your buddy may find an exclusive tiny compass souvenir. Interesting. There's going to be bunches of add-ons. There's a raid add-on, there is an egg hatch add-on, and there is a citywide gameplay add-on to increase it from 1 day to 2. And of course, you can gift the ticket as well to people if you fancy it. So that is Seoul.
The second event, and this follows Seoul, is Barcelona in Spain. This is on October 13th and the 14th, and it will cost 12 euros.
Nice.
That's not too bad, really, is it?
Not at all. 12 euros is a live event ticket, as we said. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central European. No, what was it? CEST.
Central European Summertime.
The little bit says, say hola to Barcelona in a citywide adventure. Again, the same format. This isn't in a park. This is allowing people. This is why it's appealing, actually. And I think this will appeal for people. You can actually go around and explore the city, see the city, and play the game around the city, which I think is fascinating and really just stop you from missing out on things, certainly when you're exploring new places. You can also get the exclusive Eevee with the little explorer hat on. Poor Eevee. I think Eevee's going to be targeted now. Pikachu's probably been exhausted with its hats, like you said, Milo. But we have got some more special Pokemon appearing in the wild. These are exciting when you look at these.
They are, and I see straight away the one that Whitfield is going to be wanting to chase.
Yes, I do as well.
What do you mean?
So starting at the top of the announcement, we have got shiny Squirtle. We've got shiny Sandshrew. I said not all going to be shiny, but they're shiny eligible. We've got Goldie that can be shiny, as well as Staryu, Magikarp as well. Then we've got the Unknowns that are coming along to play on this event. We've got B, C, and N. I like that, a little bit of abbreviation for Barcelona there.
Nice.
All of them can be shiny. We've got Dunsparce.
Yes. Yes.
Look at his face.
You will be mine.
You will be mine, you little Dunsparce.
In Barcelona.
Yeah, so we've got Dunsparce, Shuckle, Hitmontop, which could be shiny. I like this, a bit like they did Perugly in Seville. Loudred, a fully evolved, shiny, released for this one. So then we've got Zangoose and Anorith.
Does anybody actually need Anorith at this point in time?
There will definitely be somebody out there. Let us know.
Yes.
Via WhatsApp.
Potentially people have got them in Adventure Week, but yeah, you'd like to think that maybe no one needs an Anorith, Ian, hopefully, in the world. Shiny, I'm leaving the one to the end. Shiny Gibble, Shiny Hippopotas, which is good because I need plenty of those still. So
same.
Karrablast can also be shiny with Stunfisk. We've got Skiddo the Mountain Goat, again, shiny debut. Swirlix as well. I'm going to quickly jump to the ones that can't be shiny. We're going to have Sandygast appearing in the wild.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's interesting. Yeah.
And we will also have, when's it going to be shiny? Is it Vanillite?
Vanillite.
Christmas this year.
I think it probably will be, actually.
I think it will be. And the regional, which is appearing in Barcelona. Shiny eligible is Relicanth.
Now, I want to ask a question here. It's a great shiny. It's a great mon. But didn't we get this as a regional at the Liverpool Safari Zone as well? So that's two European events where this has been the regional for, but it wasn't shiny eligible when we had it.
Oh, true. So technically, it's only had Hoenn Tour to become shiny.
For those of us that hatched it during the Hoenn Tour or the Global Hoenn Tour, it's great. It's a great shiny. It really is a gorgeous shiny. But they seem to like putting that in European events.
So there are ticket holder bonuses, and these will be available between the 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. anywhere in Barcelona. Lure modules, excluding the golden lures activated during the event, will last for 4 hours. So that's nice. Up to 5 special trades can be made during the day on your ticket, no matter where you are in Barcelona. Trades will require 50% less stardust, and your buddy may find an exclusive tiny compass souvenir.
Wow.
Now, there are some additional add-ons for the ticket. For €5, you can get the Raid Lover add-on, which will give you up to 12 free raid passes per day by spinning the photo discs at gyms. Additional 5,000 XP from completed raids. You get 3 additional candy awarded for catching Pokemon in 5-star raids and primal raids, and 1 additional candy XL awarded for catching Pokemon in 5-star raids and primal raids for trainers level 31 and above. And you can get the Eggfusiast add-on for €5, which gives you half egg hatch distance, 2x hatch stardust, 2x hatch XP, and 2x hatch candy during the event. And there is a citywide gameplay experience as well, which you can add on for €8. So you can enjoy 2 days of adventure in Barcelona. After selecting either a Friday or Saturday ticket, trainers can purchase an add-on for the other day. They just say then there's an X at the bottom that says restrictions for the Friday-Saturday add-on apply. Trainers will only receive the event special research once, which makes sense. So you can purchase those tickets now, and you can also gift them as well to a friend.
It's all in. It's €30.
So it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
To get a 2-day event.
Shall we do it? Shall we say if we're going?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, I've bought my ticket already.
Of course you have.
Yeah, I'm going.
Of course you have. I think when only messaged him like the day this was announced, he's like, yeah, I've already bought the ticket. Like, nice.
I literally bought my ticket 15 minutes after its announcement. I thought,
he's the only person I know that when he's filming his video, Ian, he'll go, Barcelona, right, we're going, done. Right, bring it on.
There's no quibbling about this.
It's likely that we're all going to be there. So,
the three of us will be there, I think it's safe to say.
For sure.
But there is one location we haven't talked about yet, and that location is Mexico City. So essentially all three continents have actually got one of these events, which is pretty good news for people wanting to travel but not wanting to go too far. Good news. It's $150 Mexican for the ticket and the same add-ons that you had at the other three. So I'm not just going to reel them all off again. So you got the Eggthusiast, you've got the Raid Lover, and you've got the Citywide Experience. And the events that you can experience in Mexico City are, once again, the Eevee wearing the Explorer hat, Charmander, Ekans, Paras, Cubone, Wooper, and then the three unknowns, E, M, and X. Some actually good unknowns. Pineco, Lotad, Seedot, I'm sorry, guys, Cacnea, Baltoy, the Duskull wearing the Kempeskul crown that was out for last year's Jaden Wurtos event.
Kempeskator.
Wearing the Kempeskator crown. other spawns will be Cricketot, Purloin, Axu, Rufflet, and Skidoo, which again, they can all be shiny. And I'm actually a bit jealous here, but it kind of makes sense. Howlucha, which is the Mexican regional, will be available at this event. Kind of makes sense. It's in Mexico City. And the regional will be the other one that was available at Hoenn-Tor, Tropius, available as a shiny.
I'm jealous.
I think Mexico actually wins on spawns, if I'm honest with
you. Yeah.
But they are three city safaris that are going to be coming later in the year. And guys, if you can get to one, do it. They look like they'd be pretty good places to play. All beautiful cities. Just a nice little weekend of gameplay for not too much out of your pocket.
Yeah, just obviously if you're traveling afar and all the expenses that go with that, but we can highly recommend. But this is an evolution, isn't it, really, from safari zones to city experience. And I think this might come off the back of things like Hoenn-Tor, where they said, hey, now have a city experience because the park spawns messed up. And also, you know, when they did Seattle Go Fest and also Sapporo Go Fest, I believe, as well, they had like the two party, had a bit in the park and most of it in the city. And they've realized that maybe the city works really, really well. Go and explore the city. And I think they'll whack in a bunch of routes as well, like they've done for the Go Fest for this as well.
I think you're right. A city experience, in my opinion, is a lot better. It spreads out the player base quite better. The sell demand is going to be lower rather than having 20,000 players all in a park in a very specific place. It should basically mean that you're going to have good, stable gameplay at these events.
Fingers crossed.
It's great. Balances itself out. The pro-positive people like ourselves, brilliant. Takes the pressure off the cell towers. People can actually go there and explore the city because, you know, even though I had a great time in Seville, park was a long way out the centre. If you want to be there for every day, you feel like you're disconnected from the place you're actually at.
True.
Feels like this ticks the boxes about exploration.
Yes.
Getting out there and seeing it. Better for the tourism. All the places are going to benefit from it.
Yep. You're not going to pay 20 quid for a slice of pizza at the park.
And there'll be the negative people out there that will go, goodness gracious, you're going to put routes going through Mexico down drug lanes and dodgy areas. Like, listen, every area that we've said before is dangerous. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's equally dangerous in the places of other parts. Just use your common sense with these events. Stay in groups of people. We've said that before.
And I think that could be the one downfall, Mark. That's a good point. That could be one of the downfall. Sue said if you're a single person or a single, specifically a single woman traveling alone, probably a citywide gameplay, somewhere like Mexico City, it's not necessarily the safest place to play on your own.
I would definitely agree with that. And that was something I was actually going to bring up, is the beauty of park-focused events. We saw it with Sevilla Safari Stone and the Go Fest over 2022 and now 2023, is parks tend to focus the players, and then that's how you meet new people and you get chatting and all of that. I'd say the downside of that is you're now going to have to kind of do that manually and link up, try and spot people playing in the city, because they're big cities. I don't know whether Niantic are going to do a campfire push and say like, hey, if you're doing something, really push it on campfire. Say if you're doing this route or if you're doing this raid, use this app to try and bring more people together, because otherwise, you know, I mean, we're all going, but I mean, we can host a meetup and say we're going to be here, but for the average player it might be a bit more tricky to say like, are you playing Pokemon Go? Are you playing Pokemon Go? No, you're trying to nick my phone. What's going on?
Totally agree.
And this is the thing, is these are big cities as well.
They are.
I think it'll be interesting at Go Fest to see how the city experience plays on these days, because London's a big city. It'd be interesting to see how far, wide and around Rockwell Park people be playing it. But like, when you look at places like Mexico City, it's like, these aren't small places.
They're not. And I'm looking forward to Barcelona so much.
Same.
But if I actually had the dollars in my pocket, I'd be in Mexico City. That is somewhere I've always wanted to see. Yeah.
I looked at both Seoul and Mexico City, and just, the flights are just astronomical, unfortunately.
Yeah, I couldn't justify that, not after the Go Fest in New York.
No, not after New York, and we did Vegas, and it's just like, it would have been so sick to go to New Mexico.
I can handle a 50 quid flight to Spain.
Yes. Yes, come on, Ryanair.
Yes.
Yeah, if only Ryanair pulled their finger out and started flying to decent
actually,
places.
Actually, no, I'd probably go SleazyJet, because Ryanair did me over, didn't they, for a severe...
SleazyJet.
Your suitcase.
Other cheap budget airlines are available.
Other budget airlines, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, other budget airlines are available. But you know what else is available?
A hashtag.
A section that we don't have any input in. It's everyone's favourite section.
Shite of the week.
I'm going to jump in, actually. I need to do this because live on the recording, the Italian tripod has just incensed a Shundo Aerodactyl live while on our record, like
what?
In the chat.
GG, yeah. Francesco. That is awesome.
A Shundo Aerodactyl. He just incensed it in.
He had to go one better than you, Mark.
It's one IV point better.
A Shundo.
That's insane. If that doesn't say drop your incense and listen to our podcast, what else does? A mega Aerodactyl level 50 best buddied. Congrats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, Francesco.
GG,
well
Francesco.
Done.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm going to jump into our campfire, and PeanutPhil14 has sent in a list. So doing a collection challenge and got this, not a shiny, but just as happy, Hundo Amora. Also,
nice.
Hundo Tyrant.
Oh, another collection
and
challenge.
And also a shiny Omanyte, that little purple squidgy snail. Finally got a shiny. Hashtag shinies of the week. Well done on that. That's really decent mons there.
Very decent mons. Congrats.
GGs. So we've got a lovely X here from Harry Patterson. Hashtag shinies of the week. At Incense Podcast, sup lads, exclamation mark. Started listening to the podcast a few weeks back and loving it so far. Been on holiday this week and was yet to get my holiday shiny. However, on the last day, I bagged myself these and completed my shiny Archon family.
Nice.
See you in London. Harry, we will see you in London. And you've got
fantastic.
A shiny Kranidos and a shiny Archon. Both caught
lovely.
In the US of A.
Fantastic.
GGs. I still want the Archon.
I do.
I want another one.
All right.
He always has to one-up us, doesn't he?
He does always want to
one-up.
I was
just saying, I want one as well.
You've got one, and that's all you're getting now.
Yeah, yeah. Know your place.
No more, Maya. Know your place.
You've got one. Be happy.
I'm content with my content.
Exactly. And I think that's going to do it. 1:30 is done. Dusted and in the can. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you've seen us at GoFest and we're there today. So if you're listening to this, we'll still be hanging around Brockwell Park for another hour or two. Come and say hi if you're listening to this on Sunday. But if not, come and say hi to us in New York in 2 weeks' time because we'll be there as well. I'm getting nods from one.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll see you there.
We will see you there.
So yes indeed. So don't forget, before we go, if you do get anything that you want to share with us for the shinies of the week, it doesn't even have to be shiny. If it's just something you want to flex to us, send it to us on any of our socials using the hashtag shinies of the week, and there's a chance that we might read it out.
That works.
It does.
Flex it on X.
Flex it on X. Flex.
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 So thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much to each and every one of you that support us through our Patreon. We have three tiers, bronze, silver, and gold, and we want to thank each of those tiers of supporters. We really do thank you so very much. Contractually, we have to say hello and thank you specifically to our gold members, and those of you on the gold tier are Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, MLFolk 2022, Apex underscore 171, K Technogal, Mufti, and of course, Barside 2. Thank you very much for your gold tier pledges. It really does allow us the time that we need to make this show sound as shiny and crystal and beautiful in your ears as it does right now, especially when we've only got 2 days to get this show put together as we have this week.
We'll do our best.
But that's going to do it. We will see you next week for our GoFest London review.
Wait a minute, Ian. Boys, great news.
What?
We have read it out only a few minutes ago, but it's going to be Spotlight Hour reminder for Paras. And if there's ever been a Spotlight Hour to play, this is it. It's Double Dust on a Pokemon that is a 500 dust base catch. So get out there, whack a star piece down on November the 9th? What the hell is wrong with me and dates today? It's August the 8th. There we go.
Or you could just go for the shiny.
Yeah, go for the sparkles.
Yeah, but that's going to do it. We will see you next week for our review of London GoFest 2023. Thank you for listening.
Be safe.
Very safe in Bogwell.
Be very safe. Take a stab vest. Take protection. Take a taser.
Take it to Mexico afterwards.
Take protection.
Take a stab vest, a taser, and pepper spray.